This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome back to Office Hours. And I may have now my favorite and special guest. It's a young man that I'm blessed to be around, a young man that I consider a friend, and I'm blessed to mentor some in business. But I really look up to him. You know, I've been able and blessed to work with Angelo Pizzo and David Anspaugh and Rudy, which is to me one of the most inspirational films, and identified with Rudy because I was a below average Division III football player, and that was as close to my potential as I could get, just like Rudy's potential was to play one play on a kickoff team for the Notre Dame team. And Austin Ekeler, his story is unbelievable. His heart, his mind, his body, his soul, everything aligned. Because when you hear what he did compared to Rudy or David Meltzer, it's not even in the same league. It's more in the Jeff Griffin league. 0% chance to walk, 0% chance to have kids. Jeff Griffin is a gold medalist and has four kids, and he's walking. That's pretty incredible. But what Austin Ekeler is doing and will do, I think, will parallel that type of achievement. Austin Ekeler, welcome to Office Hours.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, Dave. Always a pleasure, man. And likewise, my friend, likewise. I definitely am appreciative of all the opportunities that you have presented to me and look forward to continue to grow and make an impact in this world.
And you certainly are. And you make me so proud, as does the people on this panel with me.
Yeah, what's going on, boys? Good to see you all.
Good to see you, man.
All right, Austin.
Yeah.
I need you to tell everybody this story because I can't still imagine it. You're a Division II football player. You get the opportunity to walk on to the San Diego Chargers. Take the story from there as you walk on to your dream of playing professional football. What did you see and what did you experience?
Yeah, you skipped a lot of the good parts, but for time's sake, I'll dump you in there.
Next time you're on.
I'll set the scene for you. In this part of my career, I hadn't really thought about the NFL, didn't even watch the NFL, but I had the opportunity to go and play and try out for the NFL. And so for me, I treated this like it was not just an opportunity to go play in the NFL. For me, this was an opportunity to go live and leave a legacy, to build, to change the trajectory of where my life was going and put myself in a position where I could have more than I could ever imagine. And so when you have that opportunity and you recognize that that's the magnitude of the opportunity, it does something to your mind. And I had been building up the mindset to be able to go and basically shut everything off and put my back against the wall and say, this is everything, Austin. You have to make this happen or nothing else is after this. And that's where my mindset was. And for me, that's what it took for me to come from a Western State Colorado University, sixth string running back on the team, and end up obviously making the team and now continue to progress with that same mindset.
Six on the depth chart. And did you ask a coach, you know, hey, do I have any chance of making this team? Or did you ask, how do I make this team?
No, I basically told my head coach that, hey, I'm making this team. Actually, it was after our OTAs, which is our off-season programming. I was wearing number 3. My head coach admitted it after I made the team that he didn't even know what my name was. I had gone up to him and I told him, Anthony Lynn, that, coach, I'm going to make this team. And he's like, yeah, son, like that's the mindset. He told me 3 things. He's like, you need to protect the quarterback, protect the ball, and go talk to Coach Stu, who was our special teams coach. And so that was where my opportunity was. And, you know, that was where my mindset was. It was like, hey, I'm going to make sure that these guys know who I am. And I make sure I make myself felt on the field and that I'm about what I'm saying. So it was a journey. And like I said, that mindset still stays with me today, not just in football, but everywhere else.
So you have the Austin Ekeler Foundation. Why do you think it's important for athletes, entrepreneurs, entertainers to have either a foundation or support and celebrate and work on and promote other people's charities?
Wow. I think it's important, but I only think it's important if you actually do care about the causes that you're actually trying to impact. And the reason I say that is because, sure, you could get good publicity around, you know, making an impact and helping people, but if your intentions aren't in the right spot, then it's not really something that's going to be meaningful for you enough for you to actually care about it, and you're not going to be able to sustain that. And so why I think it's important for others to kind of build on their own foundation or their own charitable efforts, and then also lean into maybe some other efforts that are being done by other athletes, is because usually the intention's in the right spot. And really, when it comes to doing these charitable efforts or having a foundation, it's really about making impact. And if we can continue to make more impact and produce a positive environment or resources to make a better version of life for somebody, whether it's, you know, knowledge, whether it's our exposure, whether it's, you know, whatever resource, then I think that's something that's definitely worth all of us getting involved in some capacity of our life.
Man, Austin, I think right now you leverage social media better than any current athlete that I can see. And the fact that you are so accessible.
Even better than Travis Kelce.
Yes, just to the camera. I just feel like, and you're so accessible to your audience, and the fact that you're sharing insight, you're giving behind the scenes things. And today, following you, I saw that your thought of the day was no more. And I really stuck with me today. And sometimes it's not about what's the next thing we need to add. So, and it made me think in my head, okay, what do I need to subtract from my life? We're always trying to add something. So right now for Austin Eckler, what did no more mean to you? Because I feel like most people start speaking out of something they're going through. And what was that realization of something you needed to say no more to?
Yeah, I've been in a situation where I've been building up my personal skills. And, you know, some people say I'm an NFL player. I would say now I'm a professional version of Austin Eckler. And that's me being the best version of myself. And part of that is that those skills that I built up is makes me a good football player, but also other things as well. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've been continuing to build on the foundation, my app, real estate portfolio, the list goes on. But the reason I'm saying that is because I was getting these short-term distractions where it was like, this is like I'd be finding myself on social media, scrolling just mindlessly or playing too many video games. Where it was like, dang, like I have so many projects that I'm working on. I need to make sure that, hey, there's time for the short-term pleasures, the movies, the things like that. But is that what I want to be doing right now? And like, it was like, no more. Like, okay, no more. Let me just put this aside. Let me get off my phone. Let me get back to work. Let me focus. Let me lock in for this next 30 minutes. And then I reevaluate. And it was like, okay, after 30 minutes, I gave myself a little 30-minute increment the other night. And it was like, okay, that's where that message came from. And I was like, okay, 30 minutes, and then I can decide. And I ended up working out the entire night. And so it was things like that, the little distractions was like, this is not helping me get towards the bigger picture, which for me is continue to make impact, and it wasn't helping me. And so that was one that I know we can all relate to, is the short-term pleasures. They're there, but do you really need it? And for me, my message for that was for myself was no more. And I wanted to share it with people on social. So that's where that clip came from.
Love it, man. Amazing.
So good. So good. So when I hear your story and I follow you, it seems like you've manifested. I believe that when you manifest what you want, and then you have to have the discipline to keep it and the wisdom to multiply it. It seems like you're in the multiplying phase. Like you manifested this life you wanted. You've certainly shown discipline to keep it. And now, what is the wisdom to multiply? What is multiplying this life, this platform you have? What does that look like?
Yeah, I would say through my career, I've really been in a situation where I've learned skills that I guess an entrepreneur would love and could learn and could use. And I haven't always been in a situation, those skills, mental toughness, curiosity, exposure to using things. So like experience, networking, and then just a drive to want to continue to be a better version of yourself. Those are the things that I've kind of been exposed to through my career. And then going all the way up into college, I really was at the peak where I'm like, okay, I'm going to go into my career. Obviously, I end up going into the NFL, and that gave me a platform to actually really express all of those skills, but not just on a small level, but on a really big scale. Where it was like, now the resources that I have to really exemplify these things are huge. Where it's like, I can go out there and I have resources. I can go out there and network with people that are interested in me because of the coolness factor of the NFL. Not knowing that I'm actually really dedicated and really want to continue to make an impact, not even for football, but off the field as well. And when I had that mindset and came and brought it to the NFL opportunity, I was able to, like you said, start multiplying it. And so that's why I don't necessarily say I'm a football player. It's one of the things I do, but I really continue to use this method, whereas I learn as I continue to learn. Now I feel like I can talk the language, so I'll network in that space. Same reason I met Dave. Dave was reaching out to me. I was wanting to get more into the speaking space and make an impact in the words of my experience and share that with people. And so I learned about it. Now I'm speaking with David about it. And now, hey, there's an opportunity. Now, hey, let's get you on stage. Let's try it. And just continuing to apply that concept over and over again is what has been able to continue to help me multiply. And same thing with real estate, same thing with the app, same thing with my Discord, same thing with, like I said, the list goes on. And for me, people say like, oh, you do a lot of things. No, I just do one thing. I just do the same concept over and over. How do you continue to sustain it? Well, I continue to bring people in around me with my team that make up for my deficiencies. But where I'm at, I continue to learn. I continue to apply the knowledge. I continue to connect around that and then present some type of thing that we can build in that vertical. And so that's what I would say I'm a professional at.
Are you currently taking applications for Austin Eckler fan club bandwagon? Because if so, I'm on.
I appreciate it.
I'm a Ravens fan, but now my favorite player plays for the Chargers. This shit's not right.
Mine too.
I appreciate
it. And my son's exactly, even though he thinks we're adults and boring, me and my son Miles, we love Austin Eckler. And it's because he applies his why. And when I look at his career before the NFL, he was applying his why, whether it be on the farm with his family or playing for a small Division II school. He's always applying his why, not for him, but for others. And you'll see the legacy that this young man is going to leave on the field, but more importantly, off the field. I guarantee it. I'm blessed to be here with such an incredible person. Austin Eckler, thank you for always taking the time to show up for all of us and especially for my community. Anything we can do for you is always giving you the biggest stages in the world to apply your why. It's incredible to have someone, a champion, an all-pro, and soon to be an NFL Super Bowl champion, most likely an MVP, my man, Austin Eckler, on Office Hours.